Parshas Koirach, Parshas Vayikach Koirach, Rashi says, Parshas Hu Yofin Idreshes, the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Rashi brings Rashi, he says, Koirach Shepikeach Hoya, Marol Ishtus Zeh. Einoi Hita'osoi. He saw Benavua, Umoisha Hoya Roya. I heard an interesting diak. It says, Einoi Hita'osoi. Einoi, it should have said Einov, person has two eyes. What does it mean, Einoi Hita'osoi? I heard an interesting pshat. A person has two eyes. One to see the hoive and one to see the osid. And you have to be balanced. Not to be totally focused on the osid and not realize what's mamish right under your feet. But on the other hand, not to be totally eingesapt and exactly where you are. Not to see the future. Kairach's mistake was the osid, the ayin of osid. He looked in the osid and he saw that Shmuel osid lotzes mimenu. And he realized must be that there's a yisroin to what he's saying, to his mahalach. But he didn't chap that it's not right now. The ayin of hoive was the mistake. It's more than that. Koirach is the Soifei Tevis of Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. The Soifei Tevis, Tzadik Katomar Yifrach is Koirach. Because eventually, whatever Koirach's Mahalach was, maybe has an Indian, as far as I'm explained. La'osid. But it was not at that time. And that's what happened to him. He was buried on the ground. Everyone goes in there eventually. His mistake that he wanted what was already osed to be now says, oh, that's what you're holding, so what's going to be in your future that you're supposed to be in the ground, it's going to happen right now. Because that was the nakuda of his mistake. The ayin of osed didn't see it. Sometimes, faker, people are only focused on the ayin of hoive. They're so miyuyish from the situation and they don't realize what's happening, but they don't use the eye of seeing also in the future. I saw once there was a maestro, chassid was looking down and he was all meduka and depressed and miyuyish. And his Rebbe Alexander, asked him, he says, what's the problem? He says, I don't find myself. He says, because you're looking in the wrong place. Look up. A person has an neshama lekamamal. A person's eye has to be looking in the right place. Now, the Sfarim explained that Koirach, like we said, Tzadik Atom Yifrach, the Soif Tevis is Koirach. There was a mahalach of Avoidas Hashem of Koirach. Koirach was 130 years old, older than Moshe Rabbeinu, or Ritzifus of Avoidas Hashem. I saw Sfarim brought down. He Be'etzim was supposed to get a special shteller. He was supposed to be the Levi Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol. He was supposed to be the Levi Gadol. How come no one ever else got that shteller? It wasn't. No one was fit into those shoes. But it was supposed to be. But he was. What's the nakuda b'cholayfin? Kina, a nakuda of kina. Verekev atzmois kina. Verekev is gematria koirach. There was a nakuda of kina. And who's the opposite of him? Aaron Akoyin. Aaron Akoyin. Aaron mahu kisalinu alav. There's no way to get him upset. Mahu. You try to get him edged on. It's not going to happen. Nothing. Cain zach reared them nishton. Aaron was the opposite of that. But Koirach has this nakuda, a nakuda of a midah, that from that comes his own nefilah. That says there was a nakuda over here, but on the one hand, Koirach makes machloikis, and therefore he goes deep underground. Aaron is the opposite of that. Roidef shalom, he goes to highest possible. Har ha har. When your kivun is for shalom, then it goes adarab, it goes to har ha har. Now, Koirach was a pikeach. The emes, when there's a machloikis, there's two tzadim. But sometimes a person only sees his tzad, he doesn't see the other tzad. When you're a pikeach, you see both tzadim. Tzad is 94, gematria. Twice tzad is 188, that's pikeach. That's gematria pikeach. But that's not enough. Pikeach, and then pikeach again is gematria shalom. Because then you realize, but Koirach is vayikach Koirach, he split it up. He didn't see the full pikeach, he only saw his tzad. He took it, espalig, Koirach Rashi says. He took the pikchas that he had and he split it in half. Half of pikeach is to only see one tzad. Koirach v'chol adosai is on one side. He didn't see the other tzad b'chlal. He didn't see the other tzad. And that was the mistake. The emes says, it's mamash apella. Was Koirach mamash going against Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu? We're dealing here with right after Matan Torah. And Klal Yisrael saw the Nisim, Koirach could mamish be coming with an apikorsis. Now the Nakuda is, the Archaim says, Alderach, the other Sfarim, they talk about in different Nischois, but this Kivon, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu did some things midaiti. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, Shloisha Dvarim Osa Moshe midaitoi. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Yadai. But it was a move that Moshe Rabbeinu made al-daitoi. Shviris Haluchais, Hoysef Yom Echad, and Prisha Mi'ishtoi. Those are three sugyas. The Gemara learns up in Shabbos that he had a limud for it. He used milchomidus, but it was Moshe Rabbeinu's initiative. Koirach, with his vikuach about he should be the gadol or the nesias of Alitzafon, chutz the nesias of the Levim, whatever the vikuach was, his taina was that this was also a Moshe Rabbeinu osamidaita. And what's the answer? Aleph, that it wasn't, that Hashem told Moshe. And Beis, we see that it, three strikes. Moshe Rabbeinu's in Moshe Rabbeinu's osami daitoi is keseder of hiskam hakadosh baruch hu. You'll be on that also. Daitoi kedas boyroi. But that was the nakuda of the vikuach of Korach, thinking that ulai efshad is what to handle over here. Now it says he saw Korach is ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar is the lashon of shemen, and shemen, as we know, the Medrash says, is sof va'oyla lamala. So Korach felt that he's ben Yitzhar, that he's going to be also oyla lamala, but he didn't realize. Chazal bring also the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Ben Levi, that he's going to have Levi of Begehenim, that in the end, the names of Ben Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, it's all Lashonis to teach that in the end. He saw it one way, but it really came out the other way. Now later on in the parasha, it says, B'feirish, V'lo yiyah k'Korach v'cha'adosay. And the emes is, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, Amarav, Kalamachzik b'machloikis, Oiver b'lav. Shenemar v'lo yiyah k'Korach v'cha'adosay. Kipshuta, the Gemara says, it's a lav d'iraisa. Some of the moini hamitzvahs, the smag, not the chinuch and the rambam, but there are many different shittas in the moini hamitzvahs. There's the moini hamitzvahs, the smag, counted as a loisase. Kol hamachzik b'machloikis oiver b'lav, v'lo yiyah k'Korach v'cha'adosay. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Roy Litzstara, k'siv hocha b'yad Moshe loy, that a person could even get saras from machlokes. The Rambam doesn't count this in the minyan hamitzvahs. Maybe he learns that this drush is only in asmachta ba'alma. The truth is, other rishonim learn that it's not even a lav. They learn the pasuk differently. That the Torah is being maftiach, that the kahuna is well established now, and Korach's error against the kahuna is now fully established. No one will ever undermine. It's a haftocha aza. No one will ever undermine the kahuna again. But again, different moiniyam, it's just counted as a lav. We mentioned the smag, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Eis Lunches, he counts it as a lav d'iraisa. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Hagdomah to Sefer Chofetz Chaim, when he goes through all the various lav and essen, arurim, and isurim, and inyonim that a person could be over potentially in Lashon Hara, amongst other things, he says if the Lashon Hara brings to be matzit b'machloikis, then you're over the lav of Allah Yikakarach v'chadosoy. That the smag and Rabbeinu Yoina count as a lav, Kipshut the Gemara. Again, though, it's a machloikis rishonim, other rishonim learn the pasuk differently. Now it says, Korach was a pikeach ma'arol l'shtozu. But what did the Messiah and Chamisha Mish? What was their mistake? How did they fall into the trap? It's interesting. I saw it brought down a story. Someone came to Rab Chaim Tzanzer and with a Pirush on Chumash. He wanted a haskama to the Sefer. And in the Pirush on Chumash, on Parshas Korach, he had a whole lengthy explanation of what Korach was thinking. A whole pilpul, the l'shitosos, that Korach had a mahalach over here. And Rab Chaim Tzanzer wasn't exactly nochadaiti from the whole stickle there. But he said, he looked at the stickle and he said, wow, it's mamish, now I understand the Rashi. And the guy was oiru ponov, that mamish is safer as mechavet the Rashi. He says, yeah, I always had a shver. Rashi says, Korach shepikeach hoyama rol shtus zeh. And Zohar B'chaim Sanzer, I didn't understand, why is it a shtus? He wanted kahuna gedoyla. He wanted nesias. It's erst azach, rabbinic politics, it's azach. Why is it a shtus? But with your mahalach now I understand, with the whole pilpa that you're saying, now I understand why it's, now it's fashteich the Rashi. That it's called, that it's a shtus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuftes Kufyud, there's a whole arichas of the letter of the sugis over here. But the Gemara darshining in Sanhedrin Kuftes, darshining the words of the names, Vayikach Korach, Amarish Lakish, Korach, Shelokach Mekach Ro La'atzmoy. And another pshat, Korach, Shenasa Karcha B'Yisrael, there was a bald spot. Where? Where the ground opened up. There was a bald spot. Right, that's a Rashi notes. Ben Yitzhar, Shehertiach Es Ha'olam Olav Kitzoharai. He made the world come very hot. Rashi says, because he made a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kas, and Kas is a heat. I saw in the time of the Krah from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he's Mefarish, a different shot. What does Gemara means? That Yitzhar means that the world became heated up. What does he mean, heated up? He brings us like, the Gemara says that at that time when Korach was fighting, we know there are seven Rakiyim, and the Shemesh and the Yireach are in a certain Rakiyah called Zvul. The Gemara in Chagiga explains there are seven levels of Rakiyah. And there's a certain Rakiyah, every Rakiyah has a different Tafkid and a Matzid. One of the Rakiyim has the Shemesh Yireach v'Kechavim, and that's the Rakiyah called Zvul. But the Gemara brings a pasuk that Shemesh v'Yireach were all of Mizvul. When they saw that Korach was shepherding with Moshe, they went up to Shemayim and they said to Hashem, "Im ata oisa din leben mamrim, if you get involved," they told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "if you get involved, then we're gonna come tomorrow and be Meir. But if you don't get involved, you let this machlokes go through." And there are makayrus that this machlokes lasted for 2 days. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boiker v'yoida. Tomorrow, let's see if the sun shines. You know about this Gemara, right? The sun, and you go up and says, if you're not going to do Din Le Ben Amram, we're not going to be mayor. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boiker v'yoida. Come on, that's the Gemara. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky Azoy, there's a medrash that says that every day, the Ebbe says, the sun is shining on the world, it's supposed to heat up the world to an extent that it would go beyond the heating point, and it would burn up the world. Now, every night the sun sets and goes into the ocean, and as it dips onto the medrash, and it dips onto the ocean, it cools off, and when it comes for the next cycle, the sun has already cooled off. That's just saying the medrash Rabbah. The Galgul Chama goes into a narthex, goes into the sea. So he says, but that night it didn't. They went up to Shemayim from Zvul, and they stayed up there. They were poiling the whole night, the poil for Ben Amram. So that night it didn't get cooled off. Says Reb Chaim, that's what it means. The Gemara Sheir Tiyach Olav Eskal Oilam. In time of the Korah. The next line also, it says, Ben Kahos, Ben Shehika Shinei Meilidov. Then the next one it says, Ben Levi Shenas Leilavaya Begehenim. It's very nice. Reb Chaim Kanevsky Vaitar, in the same shtickle, the next shtickle, he says, Levaya Begehenim, there's a famous Mishnah, Perkei Avos. B'shas b'tirasei shel adam ein melavin loy loy kesef loy zov. When a person is nifter, it's not melavin him his kesef and his zov. His kesef and his zov stays here. He goes in there, but his kesef and his zov stays here. Of a kairach, everything he owned went buried with him. So he had a levaya b'gehenim. He was the only one. His levaya, he was melavin loy kesef and zov. Everything went down with him. It was nigzor on him that his rechush, it was a din. There was a story, I think I was one of the Rashivas in Panovich many years ago. There was a whole shayla that learning Yesh Noichlin. And there was a lumbus in the sugya that one of the Achrayim wants to say that Be'etzem Yerusha works with the surga of Mishmush, that Be'etzem always, it really goes back to the free of the Kedairus and you Yerush it in the Kever, and then it goes through and comes back to the Yerush. And they were hanging that you could even be Mitzavi your Nechasim to someone in the Ovar. You could be Makni your Nechasim to someone 10 Dairus later, earlier, and eventually it will go to the Yerush. And he wanted to prove it not true, so he picked up his yarmulke and he said, I'm Makni to Kairach. Now, if it's Kairach's, it should right now become Balua, there's a Din Blia. And it didn't. The Yamaka stayed there. The Yamaka stayed there. So he wanted to spar ois, vice ois, that you can't be makne. It could be other terutza. Maybe it was only a little shah. You can find other terutza. Now, Kairach takes the Masayim v'chamishim ish. Why 250? Some say they were all from Shevet Ruvain. There's different shatim. The Chizkuni brings an interesting shot. That each Shevet sent an entire bezdin. And you have to know, the Sfarim explained that, how would I say it? The Gedolim were on the other side. The Gedolim were with Kairach. The Mayetzis was with Kairach. It wasn't Stam Apashtim. I said it was Moshe Rabbeinu against Kairach with Masayim, Mechanishim, Anoshim. It's Choshev the people. The Chizkuni wants to say that each Shevet sent one Bezdin. Now that if each Shevet sends a Bezdin except for Shevet Levi, the Tarumas is from Shevet Levi, that leaves you with 11 Shvatim times 23 is 253, which is exactly what we have because we have 250 plus Dosan, Aviram, and Oin, Ben Peles, that's the 253 people. That's what the Achadasrei Batei Din, those were the people that were along with Kairach. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Chof, Kol Machloikis, Shehi L'Shem Shamayim, Soifer L'Hiskayim, V'She'einer L'Shem Shamayim, Ain't Soifer L'Hiskayim. It's comparing and contrasting a Machloikis L'Shem Shamayim and a Machloikis Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim. A zayi machloikis that's l'shem shemayim, machloikis hillel v'shamay. The eze machloikis she'en l'shem shemayim, machloikis kairach v'chol adosai. Note, it doesn't say kairach against Moshe. That's not even a side here. It's kairach v'chol adosai. Makshim, the Mefarshim in the Mishnah is a shvera Mishnah. Shamay and hillel is a machloikis in Torah. Sveika de dina, machloikis rishonim, machloikis achronim, machloikis tanoim, hillel v'shamay. And the machloikis is l'shem shemayim. The opposite of that would be two people talking and learning, but when they're arguing and learning and having a machloikis in limud, but not l'shem shemayim. That would be the contrast. But that's not what the Mishnah shows. The Mishnah shows kairach, which is tamuz and machloikis. Yeah. The pshat is kairach was a machloikis in limud. It was a machloikis in what's the tzura of an hog of klaisa, but an erzkeit. But an erzkeit. Someone once came to one of the gedolim and he was saying that there's an inyan of a machloikis. He says, it's not l'shem shemayim. He says, that's the problem. If it's l'shem shemayim, it's going to be seifel l'skayim, this machloikis. Hazayim machloikas with around. It's a shame shemayim. It's going to be a problem. But over here by Kairach, it was a machloikas in limud. There was a machloikas in what's the tzura of the hug of Klal Yisrael. No, there was a gemisus l'shem shemayim in it. Another pshat is you know Kairach saw b'nevuah that also doyrus to come from in which came from b'nei Kairach leimesu. But that was a machloikas in limud. Had for types the nevuah. Moshe ha'yiraya. Moshe saw the nevuah differently. He realized that no Kairach will have a nefila. But it's all a machloikas arum the learning. And you know, part of the machlekes was they were having is that kairach tainis talis shekulei tcheles shouldn't need a chud of tcheles. Abayis molei svarim shouldn't need a mezuzah. Fascinating that in the Mishkan there was a me'il. which is a kulei tcheles, and it didn't have tcheles. And there's a kodesh kadoshim, which is a bias, I would say, supposedly mole toira svarim, and didn't have a mezuzah. Taka in the Mishkan, you had these two facets. Now, Pasas, it was time of Bikurach and learning on that also, but could be that Viter has to do with the Tzura. Koirach is tining, we don't need one manhig, that a chut of Tcheles, it could be everyone is Tcheles. You don't need one mezuzah, everyone, it's Kulam Kedoshim. A little just to set the stage, where, when, the WH questions over here. How old was Koirach by this story? It's brought down in Midrashim that Koirach was born when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. He killed the Mitzri, and the Mitzri, that Mitzri that he killed had the neshama of Kayin, and that's when Koirach, who gets that neshama, was Kibul Nishmasi, and Koirach was born in the time that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when he killed the Mitzri? Before he ran away and became the king of Kush for like 60 years? Well, when was that? So it's a machlokes tanoim in the Medrash, whether Moshe Rabbeinu was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, whether Moshe Rabbeinu was 20 or 40. So Moshe Rabbeinu was either 20 or 40 years older, putting together the Midrashim, than Koirach. How old was Moshe by the story now of Koirach? Well, did the story of Koirach, the event, happen before Chet Meraglim or after Chet Meraglim? A little unclarity there. But let's assume this is 2 years into the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu is Be'erach 82, making Koirach either 62 or 42. And that's a shaila of when it was. Where did the story take place? Rashi, in the beginning of Dvarim, it says a lot of different places there. It says Chatzeiros. Rashi says, Afanor, Dvarim Perak Aleph in the beginning. Chatzeiros, that's where the machlekes of Koirach, that they were nechlek lechatzeiros. Other Rishonim argue Chatzeiros, something else happened. The Balaturim actually, in Matos, and Masei, actually, when it says the different Masois, and it says Vayachanu b'keheilosa, the Balaturim says keheilosa, because that's when it was Vayakel aleim Koirach. So we have to be quick about when it took place. And how old Koirach was. Now, interesting, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, it makes a cheshbon like this. The Medrash says that Koirach was one of those that were carrying the Arayin. He was from Kahos, and he was one of the Noisei HaArayin. Now, to be one of the Noisei HaArayin, he has to be less than 50. Levium only work until the age of 50. We just said it's a machlokes if Koirach was 42, which is under 50, should have said calculator, and 62, which is above 50. Now, there's a kasha, Koirach wanted to be a Nasi. There's a Medrash that says that a Nasi has to be at least 50 years old. So the Pell is now, so how does it stem? On one hand, Koirach was from the Noisei HaArayin, he's only 42. And yet, he's tiny. Leketer Hanasius. To be a Nasi, you have to be 50. So the emphasis is, there's a Medrash that says, the Megadim Chadashim brings, a Nasi has to be either 50 years old, or he has to be a Baki in Chamisha. Chamisha, Chumtzei Torah. And if he's a Baki, that also. And that's what Koirach saw in Nevuah Shmuel. Shmuel was Nifter at age 52. He was Mani Klal Yisrael. He was a Novi, a Nasi, a leader, for 11 years. So he was under 50. So that's what it means. Koirach saw in Nevuah Shmuel, Yaitse Mechalotzav, he saw that Shmuel was under the age of 50. Must be that if you're a Baki B'chemisha Chumtzei Torah, that's enough to be a Nasi. And that's what Koirach is tining. Is tining to the Nasius. Now, about it, there's an akuda of machloikis over here. There's a medrash tanchuma. Bezdin shel mala is manish from 20 years and up. Bezdin shel mata from 13. But when there's machloikis, afilu tinoikos could be nisraf. There's no limit. Anyone could be nifka by machloikis. You see over here, anyone could be nifka by machloikis. Now, again, on akuda of Koirach's vikuach, there was a lot of different things going on over here. And it could be even Koirach and Dosan, Aviram, and Oin, and the Matayim Chamishim have different agendas. There's different Mahalchim and the Rishonim and what each one wanted. Lav Dafka, they were all on the same page. They get different Oinshim. There are those that are Bluim, there are those that are Nisraf. There's a big Machlaikis, whether Koirach was from the Bluim, from the Srufim, from both, from neither. He was died in the Magefa. Big Shaila, big Sugi in Sanhedrin. But among other things, Koirach's Vikuach is Ein Sham, Sanhedrin Koftes, Kofiut. He tied his kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Now, interesting lashon. Kol ha'eda kula. That's like a double. Kol ha'eda. What's wrong with just saying kol ha'eda? What's with kol ha'eda kula? Interesting halacha. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Taz brings the levush. That the nusach and davening we say, in tefilas yomim leroyim, meloich al kol ha'olam kulay b'chvaydecha. And the Taz brings from the levush that l'chayra, what do you have to say? Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. Meloich al kol ha'olam. I get it. Maloich al kol ha'olam. What's kol ha'olam kulay? So the Levush says you should not say kol ha'olam kulay. You should say maloich al kol ha'olam or maloich al ha'olam kulay. You don't have to say a double, redundant kol ha'olam kulay. As I said, the Levush. The Taz differs. The Taz argues. Sim tov kuf pei beis, sim gimel. The Taz brings this Levush and argues. He says no. Hare there's a concept of rubai kekulai. And if one only say kol, it could still mean rubai kekulai and not be mamish the ganze welt. I mean, most of the world, but Trump, you know, has his own day. It's not kol ha'oilam kulai. You have to be very clear that it's kol ha'oilam kulai. And he brings a few other ayahs, and one of them he brings is, it says kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. And there's a few other places, you know, it says kol asher nishmas ruachayim ba'apov mesu, by the door, by the mabul. Kol asher nishmas ruachayim ba'apov. But Dagim didn't die. Yeah, but it doesn't say kol asher nishmas ruachayim kulai. I saw quoted that there's a pasuk vayavar is kol asher loy vayakev avinu, that he, and it says he forgot pachim katan. Even though it says Vayavar es kol asher loy, but it's not kol asher. Yeah, but it's a mistake. It doesn't say kol over there. It says Vayavar es asher loy. It's just a misquote. But there are a few other places. You know, Hillel with the Zaken, it tells him, I'll stand on one foot. Al menashe atlamdeni kol ha-toira kulo. So you have to know when it's kol ha-toira kulo, when it's right. Fascinating. It's in Hyrius, Daf Gimel. There's a Gemara there that says, it's arguing on a certain thing about Hyrius, and it says, Hochen ami mestavra. Shaharei b'chol ha-toira kulo kaimel on rubai kekuloi. Harei b'chola toira kula, kaimel and rubai kikula. Interesting. I saw in the Paradis Yosef, I'm not making this up, it says in the Medrash that Kairos says he's ben Yitzhar, and as we said, Yitzhar is like the Shemen goes up to the top. Now, there was a shaila in the Paiskim, if Lagabe, and the Medrash brings this, that all mashkim that go into Shemen lift up to the top. There was a shaila if schnapps has a din of mashke, Lagabe certain halachas patumah. And the shaila was that schnapps doesn't have that metzias. If you put it into oil, the oil doesn't go to the top. So they wanted to say that mashkin doesn't have a din of mashke. Doesn't have a din of mashke. But the chayr is not a right, because the medrash is lashing over there. It just says kol ha mashkin sofis for oil, shemen sofis. It doesn't say kol ha mashkin kulon. So you could say it is a yoytzim in a klal. It could be rubai kekuloi and take that one out. Now, as we mentioned already, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Boiker, V'yoida, tomorrow morning we're going to know. This machlokes actually took place for 2 days. Why taka 2 days? So we said, Boiker, Moshe says, let's see if the sun comes up tomorrow. Another chat is that it says that they were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu for Eshesish. So they said, Boiker, V'yoida, we'll see the next day in the month. If you choshed that someone did an Aveira, we'll see the month. Something's going to be different with the month. Someone's month is going to be somewhere else. Let's see tomorrow morning. Another chat is, I don't know what the Matayim Chamishim Anoshim were doing, but Aaron, that was also going to bring to Tyrus, was going to bring a regular Ketairis. Every day, this Ketairis. But they already were makir of the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, we have to wait till tomorrow, till we can be makir of the Ketairis. I mean, the Messiah and Chamishim were doing their own Hayras Shah, the Ketairis. But Aaron was doing the real deal Ketairis. You have to wait till the next day. I saw Machlokes in the Mefarshim that it actually happened. Meaning, did they pack away to the next day? I saw brought down, the Megadon Chadashim brings the Makairis from the Zohar and various Midrashim that the original Machlokes of Kairis started on Sunday, on Yom Yushan Shabbos. And he said, let's wait till tomorrow. Yom Sheni is Vayavdel. That's when we're going to see the separation. Machloikis. But it says that, no, that they didn't listen. The Masai and Chamisha Manashim were so loho to do it. They were mocked to the Ketores that day. They didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu told them to wait till the next morning, but they didn't. So there's a whole Machloikis about that. Now Moshe Rabbeinu calls the Dosan Bavirim to come, and they don't listen. And Taichat Varim, they say, Ki sisterer oleinu gam histerer. An interesting idea, the Rekeach brings that tisterer is the most gematriatic value word in Gans Tanakh. Tisterer, it's only 5 letters, but its gematriat value is 1500. Tof shin, tof resh, resh. I don't know if that goes with the Mansapach rules, that Mansapach could be worth 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 900. I'm sure there's words in there, maybe with this ended side that's more, but in the standards, it's Tistorel, which is 1500. And 1500, fascinating enough, is Mamish. If you go Aleph Beis straight through, Aleph plus Beis plus Gimel, Vechulei, Tul Taf, it's 1495. Plus, let's just give Mansapach the 5 points, this basic, and that's 1500. Also, that the Shlemus of the Aleph Beis is Tistorel. Now, the Pasuk says a double lashon, Loi Nal, I saw brought down for the Brisker Rav, they're Mesarev twice, the Pasuk says, to come to Moshe. The Brisker Rav learned Mamash al Pidarke, the way he learns in Chumash, everything with Dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Teveya for them to come, Aleph als Din Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu has a Din Melech, and also he was the Av Bezdin. So he was Teveya them als Bezdin, and he was Teveya them als Melech, and they were Mesarev on both. But that's why there's two Psukim, there's two Sugis over here. There was a Tvi of Melech, and there was a Tvi of Bezdin. Now, we said there was a Magefa. And the pasuk says, "Vayiyu hamesim ba magefa arba osar elef ushvamayos." 14,700 people died in the magefa. This is besides the srufim and the bluim. Some of them were nisraf. Some of them were nivla ba'adama. Kairach himself, I said, there's a huge machlokes if he was nisraf, nivla, both, or neither, and part of the magefenix. But the first in the pasuk of the cheshbon of the magefa is 14,700. Rabbi Shmuel Diskin brought down in a few different versions. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by killing these people in the Megefa, was taking a matnas kahuna. Afterwards, we're being mimed the kahuna al tiloi, and the entire din of Esrim v'arba matnas kahuna are given here in the Torah, are neschadish here. Most of them are mentioned over here. But the surah, by truma at least, mid rabbanon, ayin yofa is 140. Avadim ikara din chita achas paiteres esakri. But he's supposed to give you the 140th, 150th, 160th, and ayin toiva gives 140th. Says Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, 140th of the Shishim Riboy, 140th is 14,700. Now that's very nice, but it's not exact. 14,700 times 40 is 588,000. That doesn't get us exactly to 600,000, or even more medoyek, 603,550. But Rabbi Shmuel Leib actually has a few other neschos where he says this. One of them, fascinating, is, catch, 14,700 died in the Magefa, plus the other 250. Plus four more people, Koyrach, Dosan, Aviram, and Oin, which gets us to 14,954. That multiplied by 40 is 14,954. Still doesn't get you to exactly 140th of 603,550. You're off by 135 people. 135 people more should have died. That's what it says by the Magefa. Aaron goes by Yoretz Latoicha Kahal. Kahal, 135. He saved 135 people. V'hamageifa ne'etzara. That's what was netzar. The 135 was netzar. That comes out, pumped to 140th of 603,550. In an alternative nusach, he goes with the 600,000. He doesn't count the 600,000, 603,000. And he works out the numbers differently. Then he has that there's 47 people left over. He brings a pasuk into Tehillim. Alisa la'morim, shavisa shevi, l'kachas matonish. What's the matona? Aaron HaKohen went up. And Moshe Rabbeinu actually went up and got the idea that Ketores could save. The Lakachta Matonais Ba'adam. Ba'adam is 47. That's the 47 people that he saved. And that's how the Maral Diskin makes the Cheshboinus and the various Eifanim of how they're supposed to be saved. Now, it says, Vayiyu Hamesim Bamagefa. Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant, he was Nifter in the year Tafresh Chof Zayin, 1866. Cheshvin Tafresh Chof Zayin. There was a big Magefa then. He was living in Yerushalayim, Lipsoif Yomov. There was a big Magefa in Yerushalayim, and on Yom Ptirasa, he died in the Magefa. He said over a Yusoi that he heard from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that it says in the Pasuk, Vayiyu Hamesim Bamagefa. It should have said, Vayamusu Bamagefa. He said, the Rabbanish Mal is a Moira de Kechesed. There's a Magefa, and there's a quota of numbers of people that are supposed to die in the Magefa. But the Eibishter does a Moira de Kechesed. He takes people that are going to die anyways and counts them for the quota. It's negated for government funding in Corona when you try to double the numbers. But it's the similar idea. He said it on himself. He says, I'm supposed to be nifter anyways, but the Hemi Sasi Kapara in the Cheshbon of the Rabbi Nishlalim, that there's supposed to be a Mispar Anashim that are going to die, Vayiyu Hamesim B'Magefa, the dead people that die are dying in the Cheshbon of the Magefa. It's a Magefa death. Now, there's a fascinating sugya now. After this whole story, L'chayra, there was Bluim, there was Srufim, there's a Magefa being Mishtolel. And the Yidden want proof. And we have to do the whole thing of the matois with all, every shave it brings a mate. Who's going to be the mate that's going to be Vayifrach, Vayitzit, Shkedim, Vos Tutzach Da? This is not enough. And as a matter of fact, I saw brought down in some spar, and if you learn, like the Sheet in Sanhedrin, that Koirach was the not Nivla and not Nisrach, but rather died of the Magefa, he wasn't dead yet. This last custom stand over here with the matois, he's still there fighting. He's still there saying, let's prove it. That's what brought down. Koirach is still, he's leading the group over here. And it comes a new sugya of mate. So it needs a big pirush, what's going on over here. And what's the groisig look of the moifus of the mate that a stick grows, shkedim, kriyas yamsuf, and the blias aris, and a lot of other things are bigger moifus. And what's going on over here? So I heard a moirid katayish. First, Koirach's mahalach was kola eidu kulam kedoshim, everyone is equal, we bechlal don't need a tzura of a manig with everyone else, a kutshal tcheles, and everyone else. Everything is tcheles. Everything is royal. Everything. Atam tiuli. And that we proved that wrong. No, there's a tzura. But now they're still asking, fine. So there has to be one unique. There's a melech echad, kohen gadol echad, nasi echad. Fine. But who is that? So we take the system of the matos. It wasn't the moifis shebedover. There were bigger moifsim. But you want to say, who's a manig ruchni and klal Yisrael? That's what happened over here. There was a shtickholz that from a shtickholz grew amens, shkedim, What's a shkeidia? What's a tree that grows almonds? It's a shtikholz that grows shkeidim. Why is it a problem like this? Teretz says, meflans desendrer, there's nutrients in the gashmius of the ground, that's teva, teva of the moifus of the bria, that it comes in and it grows. We're taking now the sticks, and we're putting them in Kodesh Kadoshim, we're putting them in the Mishkan, we're putting them in Ruchnis. The one whose stick is going to flans and grow, tzitzim, ushkeidim, uprochim, from the Ruchnis, he's the manik. Not the moifus shiboy. We're showing this guy is eingezaft and eingeflanzt in Ruchnis. He's called kulay natua beruchnis. You see, Ruchnis is what grows in the shkeidim. The Emes of some Sfarim explained that the Emes, every one of the matis grew shkeidim, but each one to a different level. And that's what it means, vayiru vayikhu ish mateyu. Each one was able to see, kifi his darga in avodas Hashem and Ruchnis, what his mate was supposed to grow and how much it's supposed to prove. And that's what was able to be proven, klapi that in. Now afterwards you have the entire sugya of Matnes Kahuna. And one of the Matnes Kahuna is Pidyon HaBen, Ach Padei Tifta, Es Bechor HaAdam, the sugya of Pidyon HaBen. It's Yidua that the Grua would say that Sefer Bereishis is Makif Kol HaTorah Kula, and Parshas Bereishis is Makif the entire Sefer Bereishis, and the Pasuk Rishon in Sefer Bereishis includes everything, and even the first word, the whole Tikkun HaZoyer is 71 ways of teaching the word Bereishis in various Sifanim. And he said everything is in Bereishis. So they asked them, who stayed Pidyon HaBen? Now, why was that the question? There could be a lot of questions you could ask. I don't know, but that's how they say over, that they asked, who stayed Pidyon HaBen? So he said right away, Rosh HaTevis Ben Rishon, Rosh HaTevis Bereishis Ben Rishon Achar Shloishim Yoin Tifte. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara brings a Shiloh. Plimoy asked an interesting Shiloh. If a person has two heads, which head is supposed to have tefillin put on it? That was the Shiloh. And they got very upset at Plimoy because what he asked in Narash Shilas. And as he asked the Shiloh, someone came in to the Beis Medrash and said, he just had a firstborn child born with two heads. What is he supposed to do about the Pidyon HaBen? And the Gemara says that on one hand, it's maybe supposed to give 10 sloyin because it's two heads. But the Gemara then says, no, but it's a trefa. It can't survive like that. And that's why there's no question of tefillin, because it's not going to survive more than a year. And the Gemara says, no, afal pikein begulgoylus tola rachmana. Begulgoylus tola rachmana, it's totally in the heads. A very cryptic Gemara. It's unclear what the shakla v'tari was. There's a shtickle Torah from Reb Chaim. There's a few different neschais, but we'll say it behind us. Reb Chaim says that what the shakla v'tari of the Gemara is how to approach and understand what it means, this phenomenon, this yitzur, this creation that has two heads. Is it two people that are sharing a body? Or is it one person that has two heads? Now, the Gemara says like this, for Pidyon HaBen, you pay 10. The Gemara in the beginning thought, if you're paying 10, it must be because it's two people. Now, if it's two people, it's still not both of them are a Bechar, that's a problem, but let's flow with that. It's two and they're both a Bechar. They is a Bechar, and you pay 10. Frech the Gemara, no. If it's two people trying to share a body, they're not going to survive. It's a trefa. If you say it's one person, I get it. But then it should only be 5. But if it's 10, it must be it's two people, then it's going to be a trefa. And for the Gemara, no. Lo'ilom, it's one person. And he will survive because it's not a trefa, he's one person. So then why is Pidyon HaBen 10? Because you have a misunderstanding of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is not a flat fee of 5. It's per head. 2 heads is 10. 3 heads is 15. Now, you count the heads, because Goyle is Tal Rachmana. And that's how many heads per head you pay. That's the thing. Now the emes is that this is Shakla V'tari, it's Mefurish in the Rishayin of the Shita Mekubetzes. Afanor, in Mesechta Menachos, the Shita Mekubetzes is printed on the Daf. The Gemara brings that there was a fellow with two heads, and he married a regular Isha with one head, and they had quite a few children, some with two heads, some with one head. By the Yerusha, there was a machlokes that the two-headed ones were tiny, that they deserved the double Yerusha. And Shloimeh HaMelech got involved, and he put a black bag on one of the heads and poured boiling hot water on the other head, and both heads screamed. So my Shlaim HaMelech said, aha! So what was Shlaim HaMelech's maskana? What? That it's one person. Okay. Could be. If you're two different people, and you have a wart sticking out of your neck, and you pour water on it, could be it's going to hurt. I don't know. But that was the Shach of Atari Minei Yubei that they brought down. Now there's an interesting Shaila I had. According to the Maskon, it's one person, and yet the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen is 10. Is it two separate Mechayvim of 5 each? Or is it one big Mechayv of 10? Now, someone said, the Nafkamina, if you have to give all 10 sloyim to one kind, which is not true, for pidyon haben in grad, a regular case with a one-headed baby, you do not have to give all five slain to one kayin. You can give multiple coins of pruta to many, many kehanim. I think there's even raid that you can give a chetzi pruta, meaning multiple, hundreds and hundreds of chetzi prutas, even yesh l'odim, and as long as it amasses to the full price of five slain. So again, I want to clarify though, is it one mechayiv of five, one mechayiv of ten, or two separate mechayivim of five each? I had quite a few nafkaminas. I'll tell you an interesting one. There's a famous minchas chinuch that talks about a chetzi eved, chetzi kayin. It's a very complex case how you have it, but there's a chetzi eved, chetzi kayin. And he wants to know if there's pidyon haben on such a thing. And his whole pilpul is, no, because there's chamesh v'loy chetzi chamesh. Now, over here, in this case, what if it's a two-headed? That's minchas chinuch on turbo. So, but if it's two-headed, chetzi eved, chetzi kayin, so then the pshat is like this. Either it's two, tzveimol, chetzi v'loy chetzi chamesh, and then not in good doing. Or punk, if it's 10, grad here it's chamesh, it adds up. It would have to be five. Not if three heads. Three heads wouldn't work out, but with two heads, then it would punk work out. The pasuk says in the parasha called Tahar Beveischa Yoichal Oisai. And we know Rashi brings that called Tahar Beveischa Yoichal Oisai is the source that an Isha, the wife of a Kayan, could eat truma. Now we know that there's another Makar that a Kayan, Kinyan Kasvai, anything that's Kinyan Kasvai of a Kayan could eat truma. An Evet Kenaini of a Kohen could eat Truma, a Behema of a Kohen could eat Truma, his goldfish could eat Truma, and his wife could also eat Truma. Evet Evrina, Toisha Vesachir, not, because that's not Mamasha Kenyan Kaspai. But Aisha can eat, among other things, Als Kenyan Kaspai. What is Nischadish that she's able to eat Als Kotora Beveischa, and why do we need both Dinim? So Rashi, so Toisha's in Yavama says Kotora Beveischa is an Asmachta, but Alma and the Iker is Kenyan Kaspai. But Rashi's Mashmi that this Taka Din of Kotora Beveischa, and Rabin Doshu Bazeh, why do you need two Bazunda Redinim? There are a lot of nafkaminas whether sometimes you can have a din of kinyan kasvoy and not a din of koltar beveisva. Possibly koltar beveisva only starts by nesuin, as opposed to kinyan kasvoy. Midoy raisa, at least before the gezera is even by erisin, could be chazav eshoik, could only be eaten as koltar beveisva after nesuin, not as kinyan kasvoy. Could be there's no din of matnas kun. If you want to be yoytza the mitzvahs nesina, if you feed the kohen's behema truma, you're not yoytza the mitzvahs nesina. But if you give it to his isha, as kol tar beveischa, maybe that's even an asina l'koyin. V'chohein or rabbis, there are a lot of nafkaminis. The Gemara in Chulin says that there are 24 matnas kahuna, and it's interesting, in Chulin daf kuf lamed gimel, the Gemara categorizes the 24 matnas kahuna that it says there are 10 in the mikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 in the gevulin. And the Gemara elaborates on what those 10 are, what those 24 are, 10. 10 in Mikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, another 10 in Gvulin. Gvulin could be Eretz Yisrael or even Chutz Laaretz. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim actually counts them differently. It's funny, and they talk about that, but the Rambam counts them differently. He says there are 8 in the Mikdash, not 10. The reason he does that is because he converges what the Gemara counted, Chattas Oif and Chattas Behena as 2, he counts as 1, and Oshem Vadi and Toloi, what the Gemara counted as 2, he counts as 1. So therefore he says there's only 8 in the Mikdash. He says there are 5 in Yerushalayim, totally different than what the Rambam did, than the Gemara did, because he takes Iris Kachem and puts it out, and he takes Shlom and Toida and Nazir and splits them up. And then he also says there are 5 in Eretz Yisrael, 5 in Chutz Laaretz, which the Gemara just flat out called Gvulin. I'm confusing the Oilam, but if you want to look it up, in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Gimel, and in the Rambam, Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Aleph, there's a different Cheshbon how to get to 24. The Balaturim says, that's why it says in the Pasuk twice, Zeh Yelecha, and then two Pasukim later, Zeh Yelecha, Zeh is 12. That twice is 24.